Eyeing. Well, what if I told you it has a secret life, complete with boardroom drama and failed dates? Today, we're diving into Pre-Loved Mode, a revolutionary platform that's turning pre-owned designer fashion into emotional storytelling. We'll explore how this unique approach is changing the game in luxury resale and why Gen Z is falling in love with it.
And it's not just about the clothes or accessories, it's about the stories they carry. Each piece has lived a life before finding its new home.
So tell me, what exactly is Pre-Loved Mode? I hear it's being compared to a dating app for fashion.
That's actually a really interesting comparison. Pre-Loved Mode, founded by Marketa Windsor, is essentially a matchmaking service for emotionally intelligent slow fashion. They pair pre-owned designer pieces with new narratives.
Wait, emotional intelligence in fashion? That's fascinating. How does that work?
Well, according to Marketa herself, these garments have survived blast, buzz, boardrooms, and bad lighting. They're not just worn, they're storied. It's about creating connections through shared experiences.
That's such a unique approach. Most resale platforms just focus on the brand name and condition, right?
Exactly. While platforms like The RealReal and Vestiaire Collective focus on authentication and luxury credentials, Pre-Loved Mode adds this layer of emotional resonance.
And I understand they have a pretty strong stance against fast fashion?
Oh, absolutely. They reject what they call fast fashion, fast feelings, and fast food. If an item doesn't feel like it has character or dialogue, it's not Pre-Loved Mode material.
That's quite a manifesto. But let's talk about the market they're entering. What's happening in the secondhand luxury space right now?
The numbers are actually staggering. According to BCG Research, the global resale market is growing 10% annually and is expected to reach up to $360 billion by 2030.
That's huge. And Gen Z seems to be driving a lot of this growth, right?
Absolutely. Studies show that secondhand items now make up about 28% of Gen Z closets, with that number rising to 40% for handbags specifically.
You know what's interesting about that? It's not just about saving money, is it?
Not at all. While affordability is important, research shows that Gen Z is actually more motivated by uniqueness and sustainability. They're looking for pieces that tell a story.
It's almost like they're collecting stories as much as they're collecting clothes.
Exactly. And Pre-Loved Mode taps into this perfectly. They price items based on what they call emotional mileage, not just market value.
Can you give us an example of what that means?
Sure. Marketa gave this great example. A blazer worn during a whistleblower's first court appearance would command premium pricing because of its historical significance.
That's fascinating. It's like each piece becomes a tiny piece of history.
Or take a pair of Louboutins that survived three failed dates. That's what they call legacy pricing. It's about the journey, not just the label.
Speaking of labels, how do they handle authentication? That's always a big concern in luxury resale.
They have strict quality control measures. They reject synthetics pretending to be silk and what they call logos without irony.
Logos without irony. I love that phrase. But let's talk about the bigger picture here. How does this fit into the circular fashion movement?
Well, the fashion industry currently generates about 92 million tons of waste annually. Platforms like Pre-Loved Mode are helping to extend the life cycle of luxury items.
That's a staggering amount of waste.
And what's interesting is that this circular approach actually creates new value. According to Bain & Company, 62% of secondhand luxury buyers later purchase new items from the same brand.
So it's actually helping to build brand loyalty?
Exactly. It's creating this interesting ecosystem where pre-owned fashion becomes a gateway to luxury brands.
You mentioned earlier about Gen Z's shopping habits. Can we dive deeper into that?
Sure. According to PwC's research, Gen Z's spending power is expected to reach $12 trillion by 2030. But they're incredibly value conscious.
Value conscious in what way?
They're looking for what's being called affordable affluence. They want pieces that feel luxurious and meaningful, but don't break the bank.
And that's where pre-owned luxury items come in?
Exactly. It allows them to access luxury brands while aligning with their values around sustainability and uniqueness.
Let's talk about the technology aspect. How does Pre-Loved Mode work as a platform?
It's designed as a meetup e-commerce platform, focusing on creating connections between buyers and sellers through the stories behind each piece.
And how does that differ from other platforms in the space?
While other platforms like Vestiaire Collective focus on global reach, or The RealReal on white glove service, Pre-Loved Mode emphasizes the emotional connection.
It's almost like they're creating a new category in luxury resale.
That's right. They're not just selling pre-owned fashion, they're selling stories and experiences.
And what about their origin story? When did this all start?
The company was actually set up in 2019, right before the pandemic. Marketa had this vision of creating an emotionally intelligent platform for slow fashion.
That timing must have been challenging.
Yes, but in some ways, the pandemic actually highlighted the importance of meaningful consumption and sustainable choices.
It's interesting how they've managed to turn secondhand shopping into something so premium.
That's because they understand that luxury isn't just about the price tag anymore. It's about the story, the sustainability, and the emotional connection.
Speaking of emotional connection, can you tell us more about how they build that through their platform?
They encourage vendors to share the stories behind their pieces, the memories, the occasions, even the mishaps that make each item unique.
That's such a different approach from traditional retail.
And it's working. The platform is seeing growing interest, especially among Gen Z buyers who value authenticity and narrative.
Do you think this could be the future of luxury retail?
Well, with the secondhand market growing 3 times faster than the first-hand market, it's certainly becoming a major force.
And it's not just about buying and selling, is it? It's about creating a community.
Exactly. Pre-Loved Mode is building what they call an emotionally intelligent slow fashion community.
That phrase keeps coming up. Emotionally intelligent slow fashion. It's quite powerful.
Because it captures exactly what they're trying to do. Create meaningful connections through fashion while promoting sustainability.
And what about the future? Where do you see this going?
With Gen Z's growing spending power and their preference for sustainable, unique pieces, platforms like Pre-Loved Mode are well positioned for growth.
It's really changing how we think about luxury fashion, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's no longer just about owning something expensive. It's about being part of a story.
And speaking of stories, what's been the most surprising aspect of Pre-Loved Mode's journey?
I think it's how they've managed to turn what could be seen as a limitation, items being pre-owned, into their biggest strength through storytelling.
That's such a powerful insight.
And it shows that sustainability doesn't have to mean compromise. It can actually enhance the luxury experience.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode.